you both worked on this Mary exorcism case, right?
Right.
Tell us a little bit about it, both you and John. Tell us what happened.
I originally got the case. I don't remember what year it was now, but this young lady was a paranormal investigator, which also had some latent psychic abilities. And in her early years, childhood and so forth, she had been exposed to a lot of the paranormal stuff through her family, doing things like seances and different things of this nature. And I worked with her for probably about a year until it got to the point that the phenomenon was getting so bad and so malevolent that I knew from 1,500, 2,000 miles away, there was not much more I could do for her.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at that point that, you know, I called John up. I said, John, I said, listen, you need to set up an exorcism for this girl because, you know, she's beyond just, you know, just normal counseling and help.
What was happening to her, Andy?
Well, in the beginning, she talked a lot about voices. She talked about seeing things, hearing things in the house. It progressed to the point where she was taken over by entities. She spoke of where, you know, she became demonically strong and even overpowered her 6-foot whatever boyfriend.
Okay.
And, you know, there was even a point where she was doing horrible things like smearing excrement all over herself.
Oh, my.
And, you know, it was just getting to a point where even she and us together could not do much, and she had to have a full-fledged exorcism.
Okay, and before the exorcism takes place, do you try to get her into some psychiatric counseling or to see a doctor or anything like that?
Well, we definitely try to determine and make sure there is no psychiatric issues with that person. You know, no paranoid schizophrenia, bipolarism, anything like
right.
that.
Whether she's on any kind of medication
exactly.
or drugs, things like that.
Medical conditions that contribute to this, anything of that nature, we try to rule out.
Once you rule it out, then you feel as if you have someone who's possessed.
Well, yeah, there's certain things, you know, within the realm that you can attribute to psychological conditions, just like levitation. I'm sorry, there ain't no psychiatric condition in the world that's going to cause levitation. But yes, we do try to rule out every feasible thing within the realm that could be caused by physiological or psychological conditions.
Okay, so you go to John and say, look, we got a problem with this girl.
Right.
What does John do?
Okay, at this point, too, George, I think it's important to also mention that Mary has a sister that's a psychologist.
Okay.
And she was intervening, and she was going back and forth. Now, I was aware of the situations. Andy was filling me in on some of the things that were occurring because Mary and her group and her sister were actually embarrassed to contact me at that point in time.
Right.
Because she did not feel that, you know, I was going to say, you know, look what you did and what you, you know, fell into. But that wasn't the point at all. I was concerned and I wanted to get her help as soon as we possibly can. So I was going back and forth with her sister. She was evaluating her from her perspective. So many things weren't falling into the category. Everything was going outside the range of it. So then I started talking to Mary going back and forth, and it took a tremendous amount of convincing of Mary that she definitely needed an exorcism performed. Little was I aware on how strong of a grip and what torment to the point that she was going through. So when, you know, everything got arranged and everything, we had several people involved with this exorcism. And it had such a grip and such a hold on this young lady that she was aware of it. When I went to pick them up from the train station, she had that look on her face like, is all she wanted to do was kill me. And we proceeded and we got everything arranged, and it was a several hour exorcism that was performed over her. And it was the first time in 35 years that I've ever actually seen a levitation. She actually levitated up out of the chair about a foot, and it took five of us to push her back down into the chair to hold her down.
My God. And everybody's witnessing this.
Everybody in that room actually witnessed this. And the funniest part is, if there is to it, is that I was behind her and I kept pushing her down. And everybody said to me after the exorcism was completed and everything, John, you know, she levitated. And I kept going, yeah, yeah, yeah. I looked at the footage afterwards. I had to look at it, George, 15 times before I was convinced that that young lady actually levitated. And I called up and I said to everybody, you're absolutely right. Because when I'm involved with this and I get into it to the point where my prayer and my belief system is very strong, and that's what I do when I assist these things, is that I go into a very deep prayer mode. And a lot of times I just don't pay attention to what is happening around me.
So when you were pushing her back down, could you feel force when you were trying to do that?
When I looked at the video, you can see me actually struggling to push her back down.
But you didn't feel that when you were in there.
I did not feel it. And like I said, when I kept getting told, I was just like, yeah, yeah, yeah. But then when I viewed the footage, I was actually amazed by it.
Did she shapeshift at all in front of both of you, where you could see her go from being a normal person to this demon and then back and forth?
I have definitely witnessed it with her. And when the transformation took place, I knew. There was no doubt in my mind. Her characteristics changed about her, her demeanor. She had that look like if anybody was anywhere near her, she would go right towards them, and she got that very glassy-eyed look. So I knew at that point in time we were going to have a major issue when I seen it occurring in the back seat of my car, because I was looking at her in the rearview mirror. And she didn't even realize that I was paying attention to her at that point in time.
Weren't you concerned, though, she could jump at you from the back seat?
I was extremely concerned, but there were two women that were sitting on either side of her in the car.
She wasn't straitjacket down or handcuffed or anything like that, though, was she?
No, not whatsoever.
Okay.
Not whatsoever.
I bet those two women would have had a difficult time holding her down, John, if something had happened.
Well, they're pretty big built women, and I wasn't too concerned. I knew that we were going to have the struggles, and when we had arrived, it took all that it could for all three of us to actually get her to go in. She didn't even want to go in. She was fighting and resisting and just thrashing about, trying to enter to actually get the exorcism performed.